You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Welcome to the Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, all about just, you know, planning our goals for the new year, cosplay-wise, social media-wise, trying to get through 2020 and make 2021 a better year-wise. So I want to know, what is something that you accomplished in 2020 that, even if it's small, that made 2020 worth it?
Oh, wow. you put me on the spot with that one. I would say I accomplished two things. Two things. I bought a condo.
Yes,
it was so big. I didn't really have a choice because I had to find a place to live. But I was just like, why rent when I could just buy it? So I bought it. Oh my gosh, the biggest. It was such a huge decision, but I'm very proud of myself. And the second thing was being more confident in my cosplays. Even though being a newbie cosplayer, I'm starting to kind of gain that confidence.
I love that.
Yeah.
And there's like no real information out there. I notice like when I go into YouTube and I type in like how to be a cosplayer, there's that question. But like after that, there's no answers. It's either how to be a cosplayer or this is how I made this for cosplay. Yeah. But it's like, then we need more information. What are the different types of cosplay? Like, where's the information, people? Yeah. So I feel you on that. It's not easy.
I think also, like, with becoming a cosplayer, it's more of, like, an internal thing. Like, what type of cosplayer do you want to be? And what kind of fandoms you want to cosplay from? And how confident you want to be? Like, just, I think that's, like, also internal and how you want to project yourself.
Absolutely. A lot of people think that in order to become a popular cosplayer, you have to only cosplay from an anime or from a superhero comic book. When I know two popular cosplayers who cosplay from, one of them actually, he does Dean from Supernatural, and he's super popular for doing Dean from Supernatural, which is a very obscure thing to cosplay. Yeah. But he has like 400,000 followers on TikTok for doing this. And, I mean, he looks good. And there's no, like, I see it. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, people make it seem like it's just this box when you could just cosplay pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
And that. I think that.
I love it.
I think that out of 2020, I think the one thing that made it worth it was restarting my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And just focusing in on creating videos, because I love creating videos and all the tedious work that comes along with it. So I was like, oh, this is so great. What is like your biggest goal for 2021 then?
My biggest goal is to actually put more work into my cosplay, like have a definite schedule, because I just started my Instagram probably this year. I just started it this year. And I want to have a definite schedule and put out more cosplays, work on the actual makeup and wig styling. Like, that's my big thing. Oh, and I want to learn how to sew my own cosplays.
Oh, I've got your back on that.
Yeah, because it's so hard, like, finding the size for, like that's not eight, like.
They don't make them for women with curves.
Yeah, period. Literally, because I'm really hippie, so like the tops will be bigger, but like the bottoms will be like really snug, like on my thighs, and I'm like, please don't embarrass me.
I end up usually having to alter all the time, because I have bigger bottom and tiny boobs, and so
exactly.
Totally 100% understand that. Yeah, definitely. I love that though. Scheduling out cosplay has really changed it for me. It's made it so much easier for me to plan or to find stuff that I could reuse for other cosplays. I did that Coraline with the yellow coat, and my sister literally sent me a list of like 10 more cosplays I could do with that yellow coat. And I said, see, this is why we're related. Yes, thank you.
That's teamwork right there.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. My biggest goal for 2021 is to grow my following on Instagram.
Yes,
That's
yes.
huge for me. I know how to do it. I've just been lazy. So, you know, I haven't.
Exactly. So much work, especially with Instagram algorithm now. I'm sorry. It's so weird.
But you know what? I'm gonna actually make a video on this, but the biggest secret to growing on Instagram has nothing to do with the algorithm. It doesn't matter how many times
True.
they change it, you can still grow using certain Instagram growing techniques that do not require buying followers. So I 100% am gonna make a video on that because I've seen a lot of people talk about the algorithm. Because algorithms change all the time. It's the same technique people use to grow on TikTok. But I digress. What is like when you think of 2021 and your goals and setting goals, like what does it make you feel like? To me, I just get so like so stressed and I get so overwhelmed and I'm just like, no, take a break. Like we could do this because this year just hit us by surprise. And it's not like we magically just go to New Year's and it stops. Like we're still going to be in the same spot we were before, just a little bit better because we weren't blindsided by a pandemic.
I would say really anxious and excited, 'cause I'm a very optimistic person, but I'm also realistic. So it's kind of like I'm excited for what the year holds and the little things that may get in my way that I can conquer, and also like the little success, like once I get it done, okay, what's next? So
I love that. I love that. Like once you're there, you're in the zone. It's happening. I love that. That's the mentality I'm trying to, you know, instill in myself. Yeah,
You can do it, I believe in you.
see, this is the energy I love. This is the energy I love. And I know that there is always new social media popping up and there's all this new stuff. Like, how do you want it? How do you feel like you're going to keep track of all of that? Especially as a cosplayer, we try to be on every platform. I don't know why. And what do you do for your goal setting? Do you make vision boards or do you have like just like a one action plan? You don't do a vision board. Like, how do you set your goals every year?
It sounds like so old and cliche. I make a list because I cannot function without a list. Like, I go into a grocery store without a list, I will leave with 20 things that I did not need. So I have to make a list to kind of keep me focused and on task, and that really helps me. So as soon as I plus it like keeps me motivated, because once I cross something out, it's like, okay, I did it. Now let's move on to the next thing.
I love that. That's such a good idea. I do a vision board. Typically, my sister got me into them because visually saying it in front of my face every day. I take a picture of it and I leave it on the back of my phone screen. So like I'm always looking at it. Because sometimes there's goals that I've achieved that I didn't even realize I wanted to achieve. And then I look at my phone and I'm like, oh yeah, I did that. And I did that. And I did that. Oh shit, I did that. Oh, that's so cool. So, but I love that. I love writing a list. I'm a fan of lists as well. So I'm all for the list. I list out everything I need to do. I do a morning checklist and everything in my morning routine. Like I'm here for a list. I absolutely love that. And what are some of the cosplays that you think you'll want to bring to life in 2021?
Oh my gosh, I was so nervous for that question.
Ah, but you knew
I
it
know it's coming. This sounds so weird. I really want to do, I don't know if you ever seen Fairy Tail.
was coming. I have not, but I've heard a lot about Fairy Tail. My sister is a fan.
I love Fairy Tail. It got me through a lot when I was in college, so it's one of my like comfort animes to watch. I would like to cosplay one of the cats. Just kind of do like a human gender bin of one of the cats.
Oh, people would
I
love
know.
that.
Yes, kind of like do something different that I haven't done before, because I've done like actual gender bins, but I've never done like, oh, I'm gonna take this character and make it human. So that's a cosplay. I kind of want to cosplay from some old animes, because I love cosplaying from dead fandoms for some reason. So I want to like revive them in like like, hey, remember this, you love this. So
that's honestly some of those, sometimes those honestly do the best. When I do night cosplays, people are obsessed. They're like, oh my god, that used to be my favorite TV show. So yeah, definitely. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was my plan 100%.
I love that. I love that. I'm like thinking of old animes. Whenever I ask people to watch old when people ask me what my favorite anime is, I always go with Rurouni Kenshin, and either I get two responses. One response is, oh yeah, I used to love that. Yeah. Or another response is, what is that?
Exactly.
I'm just like, it's an old 90s-ish anime. Leave me alone.
I do the same. I'm like, oh, have you guys ever seen Yu Yu Hakusho? And they'd be like, what? And I'm like, you have never? Okay, all right, let's, okay.
It's like, you know what? There's more than just Naruto and One Piece, guys.
But it's okay. It's okay. We will accept it for now. But add that to the growing list of animes that you have to watch.
I'm definitely going to have you back on the Anime Guilty Pleasures episode. We're definitely back for that one. Because we could talk days about anime. Like, I'm here for this. But
I would love that. Actually, that would be so fun because I have so many. So
and what are your thoughts about cons attempting to open up for 2021?
It's no, absolutely not. Because I don't like it at all. Because no one's, it's fun. Okay, that's, I'm trying to get my thoughts together, I'm sorry. It's scary because things are opening up and nothing is changing. So it's like, things are getting worse. So it's like, yes, it'll be fun to go to a con because as cosplayers, we miss that interaction. We miss being with our friends, cosplaying our favorite characters, partying, whatever. Eating, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I didn't want to say that. But we miss that interaction as cosplayers because that, like, that fueled us. But you can't really do that and be safe at the same time. Because I mean, like, speaking from someone who is immunocompromised and who has immunocompromised family, and I work in the healthcare field, I don't want to see anyone take a sickness home with them and affect their entire family. Like, that just, it breaks my heart. So it's like, I don't agree with it, but people are adults, and if they want to do that, then that's really their decision.
I agree too. They're just trying to open up cons now, and people are trying to there are a lot of people that are, like, super excited. Like, I was really sad they canceled Denver Pop Culture Con because I was going to meet all the Disney princesses. Aww. Still very bitter about that. They were all going to be, including Pocahontas. Yeah. Like, what kind of opportunity is this?
Exactly. I mean,
like, Jodie Benson comes to everything, y'all, but they have Pocahontas.
Exactly. Like, I plan in July to go to OhioCon. I think it's OhioCon. Is it OhioCon? I don't remember. It was a con in Ohio. It's the beach con. I can't remember right now. It's the beach con at a resort at a water park. And I was going to go in July, and I was going to meet my cosplay friends for the first time. And we were so excited. We had an Airbnb, and then everything, that's when everything shut down. Kind of. I'm not gonna say shut down, but kind of shut down. And so it was really sad, but we were all kind of like withdrawing, like, no, I'm not sure if I want to go because this looks like it's getting bad. So it's like, now I'm definitely not going. No.
No, that's awful though. Yeah. It's hard to find a way to connect as friends because all of our friends, they live all over the United States, even all over the world in some cases.
Yeah.
So as the cosplayers, it's hard sometimes to connect. Like, I am very fortunate to live in Chicago, and Chicago has a huge POC cosplay community, and we all kick it with each other, talk to each other, text each other, hang out with each other, FaceTime each other. We are all really good friends. There's a whole community of us. We have so much fun at cons. So in my case, I'm a little different because I have that community, but I couldn't imagine what it would be like if I didn't have them, like, an hour away. Like, we're, you know, we're still social distancing, but, like, I know if I want to do a photo shoot, I can just call up, like, yo, hey, Ash or Chloe, you guys want to go do a photo shoot? And then there it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, Colossal Con. That's what it was called. I'm sorry. I just
Oh, yes, the con. Con. Okay.
Colossal Con. I was like, what is that? OhioCon? Okay.
So what is your, if you could have one thing come out of 2021, like one goal, like even if you think it's like a super far-fetched goal or you think that it's dream big, boo, dream big. What is the hugest thing that would make your 2021?
That's difficult. One thing that would make my 2020, oh my gosh. I really don't know. I would probably say, that's really hard. Like, just
yeah, I'm asking these like super rough questions. I know. Well, okay. If you can't do one thing, can you do three things?
I could do three things.
Okay, let's do three things.
I actually am good at sewing. Because I don't know yet. I haven't tried. I'm actually like somehow a super genius at sewing. That's like my hidden talent. I would say probably get recognized by some of my favorite cosplayers. Like if they for some reason discovered my cosplay and they just liked it. And I'm like, oh my God. Like just I'm a fangirl. But like that would probably make my year. And I would probably say just really like actually spending time with my family the way I want to spend time with my family. Like that would make my entire year. Yeah, that would definitely be it.
I love that. I love those three goals. Mine would be to be able to see my grandma again. My grandma and me are so close and I haven't seen her since the pandemic. It's driving her insane not seeing me. It's driving me insane not seeing her through all the holidays. She's just not okay with it. The second thing would be to be able to work with more cosplay brands. I work with a lot of brands, but if I could work with all of my dream brands, that would be, or like I'm talking like all my favorite brands. Like I would love to do like something with Mayron. I would love to do something with ColourPop. Yeah. Like I want to do stuff with some of my dream brands.
Yeah.
And then I think my final one would be to have my studio, to be able to afford my own studio to just create in all the time. Like that's a huge goal for me. I've been manifesting a studio for a long time. It's going to be on my vision board.
I love it.
On my mini vision board. So
I love it. I will send good energy and vibes for the studio.
I love that. Thank you. It's going to be a crazy creative place. Like when you grow up with Pee Wee Herman and the box, you're going to create a crazy clubhouse. That's just what it is.
It's going to be like the kids next door.
We grew up with that too. Exactly. Like at that point, it's just going to be a ridiculous clubhouse. Like there's no hope for it. It's not my fault. Like look what I grew up with. But 100%. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
I had so much fun talking to you, and I can't wait for us to have another conversation again on my Anime Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.